This is the Sakarmoli of the 13th of December, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, remember your aim and the Father, the one who gives you your aim, and you will be able to imbibe divine virtues. To cause anyone sorrow and to defame anyone are devilish traits. Question. What indicates the Father having the highest love for you children? Answer. The sweet teachings that you receive from the Father are the indication of his highest love for you. The Father's first teaching is, sweet children, do not do anything wrong by disobeying Srimat. You are students, and you must not take the law into your own hands. Always allow jewels, not stones, to emerge from your lips. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. You can see them, Lakshmi and Narayan, very clearly. That is your aim and objective. That is, you belonged to their clan. There is the difference of day and night. This is why you repeatedly have to look at them and think, we have to become like them. You know their praise very well. You will be happy when you keep their picture in your pocket. The confusion that is inside you should not be there. That is also called body consciousness. If you look at Lakshmi and Narayan in soul consciousness, you can understand that you are becoming like them. Therefore, you definitely have to look at them. The Father explains that you have to become like them. Become Madhyajibhav. Look at them and have remembrance. There is the example of someone who was told to think he was a buffalo, and he started to believe that he was a buffalo. You understand that your aim and objective is to become those, Lakshmi and Narayan. How will you become those? By having remembrance of the Father. Each one of you should ask yourself, do I really look at them and remember the Father? You do understand that Baba is making you into deities. As much as possible, remember the Father. The Father says that you cannot stay in remembrance constantly, but you do have to make effort. If you remember Lakshmi and Narayan whilst doing your housework, you would also definitely remember the Father. If you remember the Father, you would also definitely remember them and think that you want to become like them. You should be concerned about this throughout the whole day, and you will then never defame one another. This one is like this, so-and-so is like that. Those who get caught up in those matters cannot claim a high status, and so they remain as they are. It has been explained to you in such an easy way to remember them. Remember the Father, and you will become like them. Here you are sitting in front of him. Definitely have this picture of Lakshmi and Narayan in every home. It is such an accurate picture. When you remember them, you will remember Baba. Instead of talking about other things, continue to talk about these things throughout the day. To defame someone and say that so-and-so is like this means to cause conflict. You have to make your intellects divine. do not have the nature of hurting others or of defaming anyone or of misbehaving. You have been doing that for half a cycle. You children now receive such sweet teachings. There is no love higher than this. Do not perform any bad acts by disobeying Srimat. The Father also gives directions about the subject of trance. Simply offer Bhog and come back. Baba does not tell you to go to paradise and dance, etc. If you go anywhere else, it is understood that Maya has entered you. The number one task of Maya is to make you impure. There is a lot of damage caused by behaving against the law. If you are not careful, it is possible that you will have to endure severe punishment. Dharamraj is also with the Father. He keeps unlimited accounts with him of how many years you have been experiencing punishment in Ravan's jail. There is so much sorrow in this world. The Father says, now forget all other things and remember the One Father. Remove all the confusion from within you. Who takes you into vice? The evil spirit of Maya. This is Raja Yoga. This is your aim and objective. By remembering the Father, you will claim your inheritance. Therefore, become occupied in this business. Remove all the rubbish from within you. The influence of Maya is very strong. However, you also have to continue to chase her away. To whatever extent possible, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Your remembrance now cannot remain constant. Only when you reach the stage of remaining in constant remembrance will you claim a high status. However, if you still have confusion inside you and have bad thoughts, you cannot claim a high status. It is when you are influenced by Maya that you become defeated. The Father explains, children do not become defeated by performing dirty acts. It was by defaming others that you have now reached such a bad state. Now that you are receiving salvation, you must not perform any bad acts. Baba sees that Maya has swallowed you up to your necks and that you don't even realize it. You think that you are progressing very well, but you are not. The Father explains, let only jewels emerge in your thoughts, words, and deeds. To talk of dirty things is like throwing stones. You are now changing from stones and becoming divine, and so no stones should emerge from your lips. Baba has to explain to you. The Father has the right to explain to you. It is not that a brother will caution a brother. It is the teacher's task to teach you. He can say anything to you. Students must not take the law into their own hands. You are students. The Father can explain to you. However, you children have received the Father's directions to remember the One Father. Your fortune has now opened. By not following Srimat, you spoil your fortune and you will then have to repent a great deal. By not following the Father's Srimat, firstly, you will have to experience punishment, and secondly, your status will be destroyed. This is a deal for birth after birth, cycle after cycle. The Father comes and teaches you, and so it should remain in your intellects that Baba is your teacher who gives this new knowledge. Consider yourselves to be souls. It is said that a meeting takes place between souls and the Supreme Soul. We will meet again after 5,000 years. You can take as much inheritance here as you want to. Otherwise, you will have to repent a great deal. You will cry. You will have visions of everything. When children are transferred at school, everyone looks at those who sit at the back. Here too, you are to be transferred. You understand that you will leave your bodies here and go to a college for princes in the Golden Age and learn the language. There, everyone has to learn the language, the mother language. There are many who don't understand this knowledge fully, and so they don't study regularly. If you miss it once or twice, you then develop the habit of missing it. You would then take the company of those who are enslaved by Maya. There are very few followers of Shiv Baba. All the rest are followers of Maya. Maya is not able to tolerate it when you become followers of Shiv Baba. This is why you have to be very cautious. You have to remain very cautious of dirty human beings. There are swans and storks. Baba gave you teachings last night to defame someone or other throughout the day, to think about others, is not called having divine virtues. Deities do not behave in such a way. The Father says, remember the Father and the inheritance. However, you still continue to defame others. You have been defaming others for birth after birth. You have confusion within you. This is also like battling with yourself. You kill yourself for no reason. You cause a loss for many. So-and-so is like this. What does that matter to you? The one Father is the support for all. You now have to follow Srimat. Human dictates make you very dirty. They continue to defame one another. To defame someone is to have an evil spirit of Maya. This world is impure. You understand that you are now becoming pure from impure. Those are very bad defects. It has been explained to you that, from today, you must pull your own ears so that you never perform such acts again. If you see anyone doing anything wrong, report it to Baba. What has it got to do with you? Why do you defame one another? The Father hears about everything. The Father has taken these eyes and ears on loan. The Father sees, and so does this Dada. The behavior of some and the atmosphere they create are completely unlawful. Those who don't have a father are called orphans. Some neither know the Father nor remember him. Instead of reforming themselves, they become even worse. This is why they lose their status. If you do not follow Srimat, you are an orphan. They do not follow the Srimat of the mother and father. It is said you are the mother and father. He also becomes the friend. However, If there is no great-great-grandfather, how can there be the mother? They don't even have that much sense. Maya turns your intellects completely away. If you do not obey the unlimited father's instructions, there is going to be punishment and no salvation. When the father sees them behave as they do, he says, "What is going to become of those souls? This one is a wildflower. This one is an uck flower whom no one likes. Therefore reform yourselves, otherwise your status will be destroyed. There will be a loss for birth after birth." However, this does not sit in the intellects of those who are body conscious. Only those who are soul conscious are able to love the Father. To surrender yourself to the Father is not like going to your auntie's home. Eminent people cannot surrender themselves. They do not even understand the meaning of surrender. Their hearts shrink. There are many who are free from bondage. They have no children, etc. They say, "Baba, you are everything for us." Although they say this with their lips, it's not the truth. They even tell lies to the Father. To surrender yourself means to remove your attachment. It is now the end, so you have to follow Srimat. You have to remove your attachment from your property, etc. There are many who are free from such bondage. You have made Shiv Baba belong to you. You have adopted him. This is your father, teacher and Satguru. You make him belong to you in order to claim all his property. Those who become Baba's children will definitely become part of the deity clan. However, there are many different levels of status. There will be many maids and servants. Some give orders to one another. Maids and servants are also number wise. The maids and servants from outside will not enter the palace of the royal family. Those who belong to the father will become that. There are some children who don't have a pennyworth of sense. Baba does not say, "Remember Mama," or "Remember my chariot." The father says, "Remember me alone. Renounce all your relationships with bodily beings and consider yourselves to be souls." The father explains that if you want to love someone, then only love the one, and your boat will go across. Follow the father's directions. There is a story about a king who conquered attachment. Children are considered to be first, and so the son becomes the heir to the property. The wife is a half partner, whereas the son becomes the full master. Therefore, the intellect goes in that direction. If you make Baba your full master, he will give all of this to you. It is not a question of give and take, it is a matter of understanding. Although you listen to everything, you forget it all the next day. If it stayed in your intellects, you would also be able to explain to others. By remembering the Father, you will become the masters of heaven. This is very easy. Continue to use your mouth and tell others your aim and objective. Those with deep and subtle intellects will understand very quickly. These pictures, etc., will be very useful at the end. All of this knowledge is contained within them. What is the relationship between Lakshmi and Narayan and Radhe and Krishna? No one knows this. Lakshmi and Narayan were definitely a prince and princess at first. It is said, beggar to prince, not beggar to king. After becoming a prince, that one becomes a king. This is very easy, however Maya catches hold of some. Many have the habit of defaming others and gossiping. They do not have anything else to do. They never remember the father. They only continue to do the business of defaming one another. This is a lesson that Maya teaches them. The lesson the father teaches is very straightforward. At the end, those sannyasis, etc., will wake up and say that only the BKs have this knowledge. Kumars and Kumaris are pure anyway. You are the children of the Father of humanity. You should not have any bad thoughts. Many still have bad thoughts. The punishment for that is very severe. The Father explains to you a great deal. If it is seen that you behave badly here, so you will not be able to stay here. You will also be given some punishment. You are not worthy and are cheating the Father. You will not be able to remember the Father. Your stage falls completely. Your fallen stage is your punishment. By not following Srimat, you destroy your own status. When you don't follow the Father's directions, evil spirits enter you even more. Baba sometimes thinks that your severe punishment might even begin now. Punishment is also very incognito. There shouldn't have to be severe suffering. Many fall and experience punishment. The Father explains everything with a signal. Many cross out their fortune so much. This is why the Father cautions you. Now is not the time to make mistakes. Reform yourselves. There isn't that much time left before the final hour. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says Namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. You must not behave in any unlawful way against Srimat. You have to reform yourself. Be cautious of dirty human beings. 2. If you are free from bondage, surrender yourself completely. Remove all your attachment. Never defame anyone or gossip about anyone. Liberate yourself from dirty thoughts. Blessing. May you be an avyakt angel who switches on a powerful stage and finishes the darkness of wastage. When you switch on a physical light, darkness is dispelled. In the same way, a powerful stage is a switch. Put this switch on and the darkness of wastage will be dispelled. You will then be liberated from having to finish each individual wasteful thought. When your stage is powerful, you will become a great donor and a bestower of blessings, because to be a bestower means to be one who is powerful. Only those who are powerful are able to give, and where there is power, all wastage finishes. So this is the elevated duty of Avyakt angels. Slogan: fortunate souls are those who receive blessings from the hearts of all souls on the basis of truth. Om Shanti.